Yeah, he hit a few off the back wall in center field, so that tells me enough. He'll play tomorrow in Stockton, and then hopefully we'll have him. If all goes well, we'll have him Tuesday back in the lineup.
How important is knowing that Matt is doing well and he will be having back soon?
I mean, you look at the numbers. I mean, he's a big part of not only the offense, but certainly the defense. Allows Jed to go back to his natural position at second base and just makes us better. So, you know, over the course of the season, you're going to have some injuries and you have to power through a little bit. But getting him back in the lineup will be a nice little kick for us.
The fact that your team was able to do as well as it did without one of your top offensive players, what does that tell you?
The other guys took an opportunity and ran with it. You know, look at Barreto's numbers since he got to play. You know, he's got a few strikeouts, but he's also got a few homers and done some damage. So it was nice to be able to get him some consistent at-bats. Pinder's numbers today off Clevenger would suggest he's going to be in the lineup today, but it's been a nice opportunity for Frank.
Hey Bob, you're a Bay Area sports fan in general. Do you like it when your team is just playing like they're doing now and they're kind of stealing some of the attention maybe from the guys across the Bay who tend to get a lot of it?
I don't know if we're stealing any attention over there. We'd like to. But it's nice to play well at home. We've done so well on the road. That I was hoping we could get home and carry over. I mean, this is a pretty good team over here. You know, we caught some teams down a little bit on the road, but be able to play well here, at least the first couple games against Cleveland, add some more confidence to our group, and you know, hopefully we continue this thing, and hopefully, you know, if we continue to play well, we'll get some more people out here, and this can be a real lively place to play when it's packed.
You like to be, I know baseball guys like to be even keel, but is there a different feeling when you come to the ballpark and the team's going like it's there?
Without a doubt. I mean, you want to be able to ride the, you know, when you're playing well, you know, kind of roll with that. And then if you have a bad game or you're not playing well, you try to individualize it come the next day with the same attitude. But there certainly is something to playing well, and the clubhouse seems to be a little better mood. Not that it's not when we're not playing well, but you know, everything just seems to sing a little bit better when you have some confidence and you're winning some games.
You, Billy, and Dave all said over the winter that you guys wanted to add a starter that had experience, that had pitched in big games.
That was Edwin Jackson.
Yeah. Is that what you're looking at now? Is that Jackson going to fill that gap?
I don't know if that was the guy we were looking at early on, but we, you know, we had an opportunity to get him, got him a couple starts in the minor leagues, and what he's done here for us has been a godsend. I mean, he's fit into the clubhouse right away. He's pitched well, which allows you to fit into the clubhouse a little bit sooner. I can't say enough about the two starts. I mean, did we expect that? Maybe not to that extent. I mean, I didn't expect to see 96 miles an hour when you needed it. And, you know, he's throwing a good changeup. He's keeping the teams off balance. It was a good team he pitched against yesterday. So he's been a welcome sight for us, and hopefully it continues. I know he's happy about being here on top of that.
Did you guys have to outbid a lot of people for him, or was he just kind of sitting there waiting to see?
You know what? I don't really get involved in that, but I think he was just sitting there. You know what? And maybe the fact that he hadn't played with our organization, maybe he had a little something to do with it. I know he likes to move around a little bit. He seems to be able to fit in, but it's probably the first time he's worn white shoes in his career, and maybe he likes that.
He made his major league debut your first managerial year in Seattle.
Yeah.
How much have you learned over that time as a manager?
Well, I've learned that I'm getting a little older, and that he's continuing to pitch well at an older age. And really, it's really not that old. I mean, I think 20 years old is when he started. So he's 34 right now. He's probably, you know, he has a great understanding of what he needs to do and what works for him. You know, he's probably the one guy on our staff right now that if he doesn't get the sign that he wants, he'll shake it off. And, you know, most of our younger guys, especially with Luke, will just, whatever he puts down, they'll throw. But he knows what he wants to do now. So, you know, there are guys that are experienced, and there are other guys that you know, are experienced but look young. He keeps himself in great shape. And he doesn't look like a 34-year-old to me when he's throwing 96 miles an hour.
Oh,
yeah. Especially with the off day tomorrow, he's been playing quite a bit. If we need him off the bench, they got a couple lefties in the bullpen now today. We can use him there.
How important was winning yesterday's game without using the meat part of your pen, because you used training only for a couple of hours. You didn't have to use petit or training.
Right, and that's really has a lot to do with the emergence of Begon and getting Buchter back into the bullpen. So we can stay away from petit and rest him a little bit more. You know, with Lou emerging and what he's done, we can give Trinan a day off. And when you're winning a lot, typically you're using those guys, the plus guys, quite a bit. So, you know, in today's game, you don't run guys out there typically 3 days in a row, maybe every now and then, depending on off days. But it really has gotten to be a deeper and longer bullpen with the emergence of Begon and Buchter coming back into the bullpen.
What's the difference to you between Begon before he went down and now that he's back?
I think it's confidence, and I think it's a better breaking ball. You know, before it seemed like it was mostly fastballs. He might get hurt on his breaking ball, or he was kind of shied away from it in situations. Seems to be a little bit of a harder, tighter breaking ball now. You know, it was maybe 82 or 83 before, and now it's more of an 86, 87, which is a sharper break and tougher to identify. And he has confidence in that pitch now, and I think that's kind of what has, you know, pushed him into the performance that we're seeing right now.
For Mike Cannon, it's just a matter of being healthy. I mean, look at here in 2015 when he's been healthy, he's been able to produce.
Get healthy and getting consistent at bats. I mean, at times we targeted him more against lefties. You know, he has the ability to hit both. As we saw the one year when he had, 18 home runs and 70 RBIs, he just played every day. So I think it's just the consistent bats and based on the fact that he's healthy.
Any other injury besides Chapman?
Cahill's going to throw in Arizona, not tomorrow, the next day. So that'll be the third. I think it's going to be three ups, whether it's a simulated situation or in a game. I'm not sure which yet. But, you know, if all goes well there, then his next outing would be, you know, potentially in Nashville.
And Brett,
correct. Yep.
Good.
All right.
Good. Thank you.